Sheriff Mangum leaves to attend Frank hearing. The Atlanta Journal, Monday, 22nd February, 1915, page 7, column 1. Sheriff C.W. Mangum doesn't propose to take any chances of getting into contempt with the United States Supreme Court, and because he doesn't propose to take any chances, he left Atlanta Monday afternoon for Washington to be present when the Supreme Court hears arguments on Frank's habeas corpus appeal. Although Frank's application for a writ of habeas corpus was in purpose and effect directed against the state of Georgia, it was formally directed against Sheriff Mangum, who is in actual custody of Frank. The title of the case is Leo M. Frank against C. Wheeler Mangum, Sheriff of Fulton County, Georgia. Of course, the clerk of the United States Supreme Court sent the sheriff the formal notice to appear at the hearing, and notwithstanding Attorney General Warren Grice and Solicitor Hugh M. Dorsey have been designated by Governor Slayton to represent the state before the Supreme Court, Sheriff Mangum will be present in person. The sheriff has already made one trip in connection with the case and in answer to a formal summons. At that time, he was informed by the clerk of the court that he would not be needed until the case came on for argument. "I have several other matters which I want to see about in Washington," said Sheriff Mangum just before he left Atlanta Monday afternoon. "I thought I better be on hand when the Frank case is called. Then, too, I have never had much opportunity to sit up with presidents, cabinet members, and diplomats." Frank's attorneys do not expect the court to reach his case until Friday or perhaps next Monday, although it is down on the docket for Tuesday.